The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? You, your own nation, the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Well, as I greeted you this morning, today is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday of our church year. In honor of that, I wore my Alpha Omega stole today, so, you know, you have to do that on Christ the King Sunday. Next week, we begin our church year, which is the season of Advent. But before we get to have our countdown to Christmas, we journey through the feast of Christ the King. It is the feast day in which this church has been named after, so it's kind of a big deal for Christ the King. Last week, I challenged you in my sermon to stay the course. Not looking backwards, not focusing on the trouble and pain we are in or stressing about what could be in the future, but focusing on what we can do today and still have hope. We can accomplish this when we focus on Christ our King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What does it mean for you that Christ is your King? What comes to your mind when you hear the word King? Well, I know what especially comes to my mind after spending some time in Europe and around castles and things of that sort. Power, wealth, crowns, long flowing robes, crowns with all kinds of jewels in them, castles and kingdoms. That's the good side of it. The other side is you might think of corruption and oppression and wars, and both of those would be true. The truth of the matter is that in the United States, we haven't really experienced with a king. We, like they did in Jesus's time, or for that matter, all throughout the Bible and the Hebrew scriptures. Being a king really meant something in Jesus's day. The king was the most powerful person in the area. When the king spoke, people listened. Not that they really had a choice in the matter, but they had to listen. For many nations, the king was the only means of securing order and peace. The king was to be honored, respected, and served. He was to be revered, feared, and obeyed. Time itself was calculated on the basis of when the king was in reign. The fifth year of the reign of Julius Caesar, in the 25th year of the reign of King David, in the year of our Lord, 2024. In the United States, we certainly do not recognize a king as the ultimate authority over people. Our president works with other branches of government to make decisions. We do not have the experience of a true king as in Jesus' time. All throughout the Bible, we hear of bad kings and good kings. Now, the characteristics of a good king, we're not going to go into the bad. We all know what that might be. But a good king should be centered or focused. They should be decisive. They should live with integrity. Well, at least we hope so. They protect their realm, their subjects. They provide order and security. They create and inspire creativity in others. They bless the lives of others. They leave a legacy. I don't think we have any too many kings in history that met all of those criteria or characteristics. Today in our gospel reading from John, we hear this question: are you a king? It is a question that Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, but for a far different reason than we might ask that question. Pilate is trying to determine if Jesus, this person of Jesus, is a threat to the political power of Rome. That's all really he cared about. I imagine that it may have seemed ridiculous to Pilate that Jesus was actually heralded as a king. After all, Jesus didn't look or act the part of a king. There was no expensive flowing robes or military personnel around Jesus. But to appease those who opposed Jesus, Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And knowing the Jewish leaders had handed Jesus over, he adds, "What have you done?" Jesus answers, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were for this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate interprets these comments from Jesus as meaning he is not a political threat to Rome and sends him back to his accusers with no case against Jesus. But Jesus' accusers do not take no for an answer. We're familiar with the outcomes of this event, Jesus' death on the cross. Pilate allows Jesus to be crucified with the words, "King of the Jews," posted over his head in three languages. Pilate himself did not believe the words he allowed to be written of Jesus, and I wonder if we really understand what it means to call Jesus our King. Jesus admitted himself that he was not of this world. He was not a worldly king. His power was not of this world. He did not act on earth like most kings, the characteristics I read earlier. He was a different kind of king. Jesus is a king who serves others, not to be served. He wants to be close to his people, not set apart from them. Jesus exercised his power by serving others, by forgiving others, by healing others, by giving and sacrificing himself for others. Jesus calls us to be a different kind of community too, a different kind of kingdom. You know, the kingdom of God here on earth, where we welcome strangers and offer hospitality. Well, we did a really fine job of that this weekend with our Christmas market for 2 days of welcoming in our community that came to our Christmas market. Jesus calls his followers to be a different way of life. Following Jesus means orienting one's life in a new way. And proclaiming Jesus as King meaning acknowledging his lordship over all of our life. Jesus is our spiritual King. We show loyalty to Jesus, our King, by worshiping him as we do right now in this service. But it's beyond this. It's much more than just coming to worship each week. We show him as our King by serving and loving others in this world outside these walls, not just here. Jesus' kingly power is a power of truth, a power of faith, hope, and love, the power of life itself. Through Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. It does not mean it's not tangible. It is real. It is present. And it makes demands on us as part of Jesus' kingdom. Pilate found Jesus not guilty of being a king like the kings were normally what we normally think of. But he was executed anyway, in fear of unrest and to please the crowd which had assembled before Pilate. But Pilate's question to Jesus, "Are you a king?" remains as an important question, a fundamental question for us. It is a question about sovereignty, about rule, about who is in charge when it is dark and the world is falling apart. About who can we turn when we are in need or when others are in need. And who we should go to when we seek justice for ourselves and for others. And we look for mercy for ourselves. Jesus answered Pilate that he was in charge. Not in the way of the world, not with force or violence, but with truth, love, and life. Jesus truly is a different kind of king, for he is the full control of the light in our lives, but also the darkness. He is the only king that brings light into that darkness. No human king, ruler, or leader can do that. And why can Jesus do that? Because Jesus' own faithfulness to God, where he overcomes the ultimate darkness, death, and brings healing and peace to all who follow him, who all who hear his voice and listen. Jesus may be a different kind of king, but he is the king that we need to follow when dealing with our own hurting world and the hurts that we experience. I'll tell you a secret about this king. The truth revealed in today's gospel is Christ becomes the king of our lives when we say, finally and for all, that we believe in him to be so. And we become his subjects when we stake that claim, when we bow before the King and Lord, and we lay our hearts before him and discover our own deepest wounds are healed. Today in our reading from the prophet Daniel, he says this of our spiritual king. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages would serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never, never be destroyed. Put your trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our King. Amen.